We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, welcome to the show. Let's get into action from Tuesday night. Kansas State played a much better game than they did earlier this season at Texas, where they lost 82-67, but they come up on the short end again, 80-77. They're 1-11. They've last won a game on December 29th.
We told our kids they were throwing the ball off the backboard dunking. They were saying, Coach Smart, why are we calling off the dogs? You know, all this stuff. And they beat us, you know, I joked infinity a couple weeks ago, but I don't know if it was infinity, but we said, hey, we got to stand up and we can't, you know, let that happen. And to our guys' credit, they did.
That's Bruce Weber right there. Iowa State faltered late again and remain winless in Big 12 play. The Cyclones made only two of their final 17 shots. They lost to TCU 79-76. And the Cyclones had a chance to send it to overtime. Trey Jackson's three-pointer missed the mark. The Cyclones now 0-9 in Big 12 play. Steve Prohm.
I got to do a better job trying to help these guys, you know, finish those games. I thought we did a terrific job for a majority of the night, but at the end of the day, you know, some execution down the stretch. But really the glass on the other end of the floor really was Achilles heel tonight.
Iowa State has back-to-back games with Kansas coming up Thursday and Saturday. And Texas Tech Red Raiders head coach Chris Beard put on quite a show. Let his frustrations get the best of him in the final minute of the Red Raiders' 82-71 loss to the West Virginia Mountaineers. During a timeout, he sat on the floor, and that was what finally did it. He was raging crazy, but sitting on the floor, signaling for a timeout, got him tossed from the game on Tuesday night. But listen, there's a method to the madness.
No, there was no message there. I just thought that, sometimes from a coaching standpoint, you got to, fight for your players. And obviously college basketball, you guys know the drill. Big 12 policy and all that. But, I would just say that from my point of view, the West Virginia player was calling for a timeout on the floor. I could see it and hear it where I was standing. It's still a two-possession game at that point. If that call is made, then we've got a chance to set up our press and, you know, still have a chance to play the game. That call sent a 90% free throw shooter to the line, and it's going to separate the game to a three-possession game. So, you guys know me. I've been in this league 5 years. I don't think I've ever gotten a technical. At Little Rock, I think we got one. That's not my deal. I know what bad officiating looks like. I've coached at all different levels. These guys are the best of the best. These three guys out there tonight, not only do I like, I respect, and trust them, but just in college basketball, sometimes you got to fight for your players, and that was my decision tonight to do that.
The biggest football story, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who a month ago pledged his allegiance to the Cyclones, he's now been rewarded with an extension to his contract for 3 years. It makes it a new 8-year contract that will have Campbell at Iowa State through 2028 and an additional $3 million for Campbell's staff over the next three seasons on top of what they're already being paid. So a big commitment by Iowa State to Campbell. You know, we saw this in the Big 12 a couple of seasons ago with Matt Rhule, who jumped and went to the Carolina Panthers. I'm not saying that Matt Campbell is going to do that. I'm just saying we've seen coaches sign extensions, especially recently here in the Big 12, and then they've ended up making the jump to the NFL. But listen, Campbell wants to be here. He's saying all the right things. You know the buyout of his contract will be much more now. I'm sure that's been reworked. But three of Iowa State's five best seasons in program history have come under Campbell, and 2020 was their best. 9-3. They had wins over Oklahoma, Texas, played in the Big 12 championship game against the Sooners, and picked up a win in the Fiesta Bowl. So, great news for Iowa State. I think it's outstanding, and I think it's a great move for Coach Campbell himself. He's got a chance to really build something special there in Ames. And now let me tell you how you can build something special for yourself from Reveal Suits. It's your opportunity to step up your game when it comes to how you look. Reveal Suits specializes in high-end custom suits and blazers, personalized with officially licensed lining for both men and women. They host private fittings for groups of business professionals, fraternities, sororities, sports teams, organizations, and more. And they also have custom events for you. They'll come out, show you how to dress for success. Think like a pro, feel like a pro, dress like a pro. They're going to help you. Team fittings, VIP events. They can also help you virtually or over the phone. But check them out, revealsuits.com, where fashion meets passion. All right, coming up, we'll talk with John Holcomb. He's the color analyst for both football and men's basketball for Oklahoma State. And later in the show, John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears. When are they going to play basketball again? We'll find all that out on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football?
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champion Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
This is Big 12 This Week. Find us on TuneIn under College Sports Now. John Holcomb, color analyst on the Oklahoma State radio broadcast, joins me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. John, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Bill, it's good to be with you. Wish the weather were a little different, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, we're getting a late start here to winter. Mid-February, you kind of, you know, start thinking maybe, hey, maybe the weather warms up a little bit. Sometimes you can even sneak out on the golf course. This is a little different for us.
Well, Dave and I would never do anything like that.
Okay, all right. So I'll let you guys slide on that one. Excuse the pun with the ice. Hey, I'd like to go back to Monday. Maybe the Cowboys caught Kansas at the wrong time. First time in 231 weeks that Kansas is not ranked. Oklahoma State gets into the rankings, but the Jayhawks come away with a 78-66 win. How did you assess what happened?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Bill. I think it was a bad spot. I mean, a bad break schedule wise for OSU, because you had to expend so much physical, but also the mental and emotional energy in getting that win over Texas on Saturday in double overtime. And you put yourself in that situation because you didn't play well the previous Wednesday at TCU. So, you know, you were kind of in a desperate situation against Texas. So you do that, but you play 50 minutes as a team, and you had several guys go over 40 minutes themselves. And then there you are, having to hit the road. And then a little more than 48 hours later, you're playing a Kansas team that, even though it's not even close to one of Bill Self's most talented Kansas teams, it's a team with pride. And there are guys that can still play for anyone in the league who have that pride and have experience. And Marcus Garrett and David McCormick showed up on Monday night, and the Cowboys just were too uneven. It's kind of the way they've been all year, but the stretches of the turnovers and then the lack of interior defense and defensive rebounding just really caught up to them.
You talked about, I was going to ask you about the inconsistency, the unbalance, and turnovers. You mentioned that freshman Cade Cunningham and Avery Anderson, they combined to turn the ball over 11 times, 18 turnovers as a team. Was there a wow factor of going into Lawrence? Did that play a part in this at all?
Avery had been in there before and had played there, and obviously Allen Fieldhouse is not the same monster that it normally is, because there aren't nearly as many fans in there, but it's still a place where guys walk in and they know exactly where they are. You know, Cade has had games where he's had multiple turnovers, and it's kind of, you could look at the numbers. Like the other night, there were a few too many for his own liking, but when you have the ball in your hands as often as he does, and you're double teamed as often as he is, then those are going to come. At some point, you just hope that you can minimize them. I don't think it was the atmosphere that had anything to do with it. I do think Kansas did double team quickly on Cade and make it difficult. And then, you know, it's sometimes with the turnovers, as you know, Bill, it's not always about the guy who gets credit for the turnovers. It's about whether his teammates are moving to open spots. If they're just standing around and watching him, and, you know, I think it was a combination of the two. And then, you know, the other side of it is if you don't have Cade Cunningham on the floor the other night, then that 12-point deficit at the end is probably a lot larger.
We're talking with John Holcomb, the color analyst for Oklahoma State on their radio network. It seems like Oklahoma State, they have trouble against big guys. McCormick had a big night, but defending the big guy can be an issue for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's a good observation. It's been, more specifically, it's been the big thick guys like Kevin Samuel from TCU in two games that he's played, and two games TCU won over OSU. Kevin Samuel was a dominant force in the paint on both ends, you know, blocking a lot of shots. McCormick, I'm going to guess that Bill, Norm Roberts, maybe some of his staff members, pulled David McCormick aside at halftime Monday night and gave him some, let's just say, encouraging words, because his first half wasn't that good. Mike Boynton had gone to a five-guard lineup at one stretch in the first half, in partly in hopes of getting McCormick off the floor, and it worked for a little while. But the second half was a different story, and McCormick came out with a fire lit under him and played really well. You know, OSU had not had much of an inside presence for a majority of the season. And then about five, 6 games ago, Caleb Boone, the sophomore, started to find himself again, started playing with confidence. He had one good game and strung together two or three. You know, he was good against Arkansas and good for a couple of games before that. But if you look at the matchups, the times that OSU has really struggled, it's not necessarily with, for instance, Texas's long athletic front court, where they've got guys that go 6'9", 6'10", across the back end, but they're not built like Samuel, or they're not built like McCormick. There's not that thickness involved, too. And so Caleb built his confidence back against long athletic guys, but when the thick guys that he can't move around, or when he bounces off of them, they're still there. That's where OSU has had more of a problem.
John, let's look ahead. No midweek game now. Obviously, the Cowboys get a chance to catch their breath, but they've got a chance here. Game against K-State Saturday at 11, then Tuesday at home against Iowa State, who's playing everybody tough. I don't think that's a gimme. And then you get Baylor, their first game back from a COVID pause. And I know Coach Boynton, like every other coach, takes it one game at a time. But this is an opportunity, though, that OSU has to string together some wins.
Yes, it is. And in the case of Kansas State and Iowa State, you have both of them at home. You've won both games on the road against them. And, yeah, I would give – first, I would give Bruce Weber and his players credit for hanging in there. I mean, they almost beat Texas in Manhattan. And, you know, that went down to a last possession type of thing. And I don't know that anyone saw that, but, you know, you wonder how much they have left in the tank after a game like that. And if you're OSU, these are two games coming up back to back that you cannot afford to lose. I mean, there are bracketologists still have OSU in pretty solidly. I mean, the last one, I think Joe Lenardi had them at an 8, and, you know, maybe it's still a little early to be looking at that, but you don't want to put yourself in a situation where the selection committee is looking for some reason to not put you in. So these two games, Kansas State and then Iowa State, are critical for OSU. You have to take care of business. Then if you can do that, you go to a place where the Cowboys played really well last year when Mike Boynton got ejected down in Waco and then made the classy move of going over to shake Scott Drew's hand and you know, Mark Vidal and some of the other Baylor players. That will be an interesting matchup from exactly what you described, is that it will be Baylor's first game back, as long as there are no more postponements. And then you combine that with OSU without Cade Cunningham leading Baylor in Stillwater 3/4 of the way through the game. And then, of course, Baylor turned it on, and Jared Butler was fantastic for about a 3-minute stretch, and they took control, much as they have other games. But my point is, OSU will go down there not in awe of an unbeaten Baylor team, but understanding they can play with them. And, oh, by the way, they've got the best player pack.
John Holcomb joining us. He's the color analyst on the Oklahoma State Radio Network for both basketball and football. We'll try to get to football here as well. But I want to talk about Cade Cunningham, named Newcomer of the Week, I think, for the third time this season. And some people outside the program, I think even on the national broadcast, talking about he needs to take games over, start early. That's not his makeup. He wants to get his teammates involved, and it's kind of refreshing. I mean, here's a guy that's, you know, one and done and looking towards the NBA, but he has that team first mentality. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, it goes to, one, the person that he is. Comes from a great family. And, of course, everyone knows that his older brother, Cannon, who played at SMU, is on the staff at OSU. And, you know, they speak frequently during games, too, you know, whether what Cannon's seeing on the floor. And that's in addition to, obviously, what Coach Boynton and other staff members are discussing with Cade during a game. And it was Cannon that convinced Cade at an earlier age, you know, even though you're tall, your ticket is going to be, I think you can become a really good point guard, but here are some of the things you're going to need to do and work on to become that. Well, you can make the argument that the point guard is the player probably with the highest basketball IQ that you have on the floor, not necessarily in every instance. But historically, that's been the case. And you see that in Cade's game. There's just an economy of motion to his game a lot of times. He sees plays two or three passes ahead. Again, we go back to the turnover issues. Sometimes he's trying to force things a little bit, but you know what? He's 19 years old too. And he does set up his teammates. You know, there's one example from Monday night against Kansas where into the first half, everyone knows he's going to have the ball in his hands. He has the ball in his hands, but he didn't rush it, say, maybe the way he did at the end of the game at TCU when he went a little early, a little too much time left, and then got double or triple teamed and tried to, even though he got to the rim, shot a contested shot. This time, he was kind of on the same spot on the floor. He drove baseline, and instead of going up against two players and trying to score, he found a wide-open Rondell Walker. Because of all the respect defenses have for Cade, they drop on him. He finds the open man, and Rondell unfortunately had a tough shooting night, and he missed the three, but it would have been a tie game going to the locker room at that point. It's those little instances that separate him from a lot of players. The other part is that they want him to take over games. Well, you look at his second half numbers, you look at his numbers in the last 5 minutes of close games, and the Cowboys have played, most of their games have been decided by 5 points or less or in overtime. And Dave may have shared that with you at some point. I think now it's 10 of 18 games have been decided that way. And so he's made plenty of plays at the end when everyone in the arena knows that he's going to be the one trying to make the play. So that says a lot too.
Good stuff. Hey, John, let's take a break. We come back. You're in a unique situation being the color analyst for both football and men's basketball. So, I know the NFL draft is still over 2 months away, but I want to get your thoughts on some of the Cowboys that have a chance to play at the next level.
Sure.
All right, so we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suitor blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. John Holcomb, our guest from the Oklahoma State Radio Network on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. So a little over 2.5 months until the NFL draft, John, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on a handful of Cowboys who have a chance to play at the next level. And I'll start with wide receiver Tylan Wallace, who came back in 2020, had to prove that he was healthy. I think he did that. It's a pretty deep group in terms of receivers for the draft. Where do you see him kind of falling? And I don't mean falling in a bad way. I mean just settling into the draft come April.
Bill, he could be a first night receiver. He's that good. But I would think he's going to be a day two guy, and that's just my gut. Do I think he's worthy of a round one? Yes, I do. And it's for reasons that, some people may not see, because what they see obviously are the highlights of him making acrobatic catches in traffic, being able to make the contested catches that, you know, a lot of guys who may be a little faster or a little bigger than him don't consistently do as well. In the NFL, you have to be able to make contested catches, and he's proven he can do that. One of the other things that he proved to scouts and coaches at the Senior Bowl workouts was his route running is really good. And if you're 6'1", 6'2", you have to have those two things to give yourself an opportunity to be strongly considered by NFL teams and then to earn you playing time. You know, you could compare him in the most recent OSU receiving core. You could compare him to James Washington. You know, I think James is probably a little faster, and I don't have their 40 times in front of me, but, you know, James is a little faster and very strong. You know, Tylan is sneaky strong, and Tylan is, I think, just as good or maybe better at making those contested catches. You know, you think about James, and he would outrun guys when maybe, you know, you didn't think he was going to outrun you. Well, with Tylan, it's more about, I've got him covered. How in the world did he make that catch? So I think some NFL team is going to be very happy that they got him. And hopefully for him, he goes higher than lower. But if he drops a little bit, then some NFL team is going to be really happy, and they feel like they got a steal.
Chuba Hubbard got banged up a little bit this year. When he's healthy, you know just how good he is. How does his game translate to the NFL?
You know, I think a lot of that depends on, in recent years, how the running back position in the NFL has been valued. Pardon me. You know, they're, of course, now it's becoming, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago. It feels like it was yesterday to some of us, where you had the workhorse backs and you gave them the ball a lot of times. And you still have a little bit of that, say, with a Derrick Henry, but or someone like that in the league. But it's changed. And one of the things that running backs need to be able to do is catch the ball out of the backfield. And that was one of the points of emphasis that OSU hoped to do more with Chuba this last season. And he worked at it. And little swing passes, screen passes, those types of things. And he was so good his previous season that it was stupid to not hand him the ball and let him run past guys or through guys. So it wasn't like you didn't need to force it just to show coaches and player or teams and in the NFL level, hey, he can do this. You're trying to win games in college, so you do what was best for them. So that was going to be more of what was in the game plan offensively this year, was to throw it to him a little bit, try to get him in space in different ways, because defenses were going to try to put more guys in the box. It worked some, but you're right. He wasn't healthy enough. And, you know, by his own admission, it was interesting, because after the game at Kansas, which the Cowboys won, and he had a very solid outing, you know, I asked him, because he hadn't looked like himself on the field up to that point. And that was game three, I think, of the season. And he was very candid in a post-game radio interview. I said, you look like yourself today. I said, you know, did you feel like yourself? And he opened up and just said, you know, I had to get back. He said, I had to take some time and think about why I really decided to come back and think about who has supported me, my family and all this. He got really deep about it because of all the off season stuff and the issue he had with Coach Gundy and the t-shirt and all that kind of thing. And I think it impacted him, but he deserves a lot of credit for standing up and being that open and transparent. And it's just a post-game interview. And all I was asking him was, you really look like you felt good out there on the field, but there's a depth to him that I don't think people understand. You know, what does that mean for his NFL career? I don't know. If he'd gone after last season into the draft, would he be drafted higher? Probably. But there's still some questions about pass protection and whether he can catch the ball consistently.
Good stuff. Well, let's finish one more, because I talked a lot the last couple weeks about the Chiefs here on Big 12 this week because of Patrick Mahomes. And we saw in the Super Bowl, without his starting tackles, he was basically running for his life back there against Tampa Bay's front four. Offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins, 6'6", 320. Can play both left and right tackle. I see a guy like this and think, hey, he could help out the Chiefs. He could help out a lot of teams.
Exactly. And the big question on Tevin is hopefully he clears all of the medical stuff. You know, the back issue had plagued him off and on, became enough of an issue that he opted out for the last part of the season. And, you know, given the circumstances with what we've all been going through, I mean, you can hardly blame him. And he's not the only one across college football who decided to do that. But a very smart player, very high IQ player, and just very fundamentally sound, great feet. There's a reason why he'd been consistently in round one of mock drafts across the board. He is going to help some team. And, you know, he is proof for all of those offensive linemen who may complain, we don't get enough credit because everybody thinks we're a bunch of meatheads. That's far from the truth, and he is one shining example of their argument.
That is great stuff. John Holcomb. John, that is great stuff. Thank you so much for taking time here and joining us on Big 12 this week, and we'll catch up with you maybe as we get a little closer to tournament time here for basketball.
Yeah, hopefully we're thawed out by then, Bill.
I hope so. And maybe you and Dave can sneak out on the course, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Stick around. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And welcome back to Big 12 This Week. My next guest is John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. So now the number two Baylor men have five postponed games because of COVID. They added three more, so they didn't play Saturday against TCU. They've already postponed the Wednesday game here with Oklahoma, and then three more. So now, John, not playing until February 20th at home against Oklahoma State. What's the mood of the program right now? Just kind of rolling with it? Frustration?
Yeah, Bill, it's great to be on with you, first off, and I'm glad we're sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors. I think I've got so much time on my hand, I may try to get some part-time work at Academy. So I may be knocking on their door. They've got a great location here in Waco. But my concerns are the least of the worries. I mean, this is a really good basketball team having a very good season, and it's just a shame to be shut down, you know, by COVID at this point, because Baylor is on a really, really good role. I think it's just, being smart is kind of the attitude of Coach Drew and the coaches and the team, is being smart, doing what they need to do to get back on the court as soon as possible And we hope it's February 20th against Oklahoma State.
So I think they have six games that they have to make up now. What's a realistic number of what they could get to? Can they get all six in?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see how we do it. You know, if you look at how much time is left in the regular season and then the week between the regular season and the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, I just don't see how you can feasibly make up six games now. You know, there are some schools that are out there that are playing three games a week now, or, you know, periodically playing three games a week to make up for some that were lost. Well, even if Baylor did that the rest of the way, it still wouldn't make up for those six. So I'm not sure how it happens. You know what, Bill? There are smarter minds than me that are going to figure that out, and I'll be there to call the games when we play. But, you know, again, it's just a shame that we're not able to play a complete schedule with this team.
John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us here on Big 12 this week. We'll get into the team, but I was thinking about this morning. I mean, this could be a scheduling nightmare for the Big 12 because, all right, you've got a couple of games that you have to make up with West Virginia. And I don't know how they figure this stuff out, but let's say they go to West Virginia. You know, do the Mountaineers, do they want to take on the Bears thinking, hey, we got a chance to maybe catch them and win the Big 12 regular season title? Or do they look at it and say, hey, wait a minute, we don't want to make up two of these games against them. We're happy where we're at, you know, maybe second in the conference. Maybe we get a nice seeding in the Big 12 tournament. We win a couple games. That helps us big picture. Does Baylor say, well, wait a minute, let's not forget about TCU. Let's get TCU on our schedule. I think they'd rather play them than, you know, say West Virginia a couple times. So I don't know how all of that is going to work and what type of say these teams have with each other.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And again, smarter minds than you and I are going to make that decision, right? Because, you know, you could look at it from a number of perspectives. Like you said, with West Virginia, do they want to play Baylor twice to help their, you know, help their RPI and help them NCAA seeding and Big 12 tournament seeding? Does Baylor want to say, well, we'll play West Virginia once and let's make it our home game, you know, not make the trip to Morgantown? Travel factors in there. So I think it will be – I think obviously the decisions will be made by the conference office, not by the individual schools. You couldn't let the schools, you know, decide who they play and who they don't play. So the conference office, I'm sure, will factor in everything, you know, every possible scenario as they do, you know, update and revise the schedules.
Who will be sending the bigger box of chocolates for Valentine's Day to Commissioner Bob Bowlesby? How's that all going to play out?
That's right.
Well, John, let's go back to February 2nd. I think that was the last time Baylor played. People were saying that Texas really gave Baylor the best that any team has at this point, and Baylor still beat them 83-69. The Bears are just playing with a lot of confidence right now, especially shooting the basketball.
Yeah, very much so. And again, like I said at the beginning, you know, these guys want to keep playing. You know, they're playing at a really high level. You know, they get along well together. They just want to keep playing games. So this stoppage, you know, that we're in right now is really tough on everybody, on the coaches and on the players and the staff and everybody. That Texas game was a great example. You know, Bill, that was number two Baylor versus number six Texas at the time. It was the first ever top 10 matchup of two Texas schools in the history of college basketball. It never happened before. Number two versus number six. And I thought it was a great showcase. I mean, both teams played really well. It was a, you know, primetime ESPN television game, and both teams shot the ball really well. Maybe defensively, there were some lapses in there, but both teams played really well in that game, and Baylor pulled ahead. They had that patented spurt. Baylor in pretty much every game this year has had a run in the second half where they really distance themselves from their opponent, and they did that against Texas and came home with a big win. And you know, that was really big. I mean, that was the first meeting with Texas. We were supposed to play them December 13th, would have been the opening conference game, and that one got postponed. So this was our first meeting with Texas, and hopefully there'll be another matchup down the road.
Yeah, John, talk about that a little bit, about that run that Baylor goes on, because it seems to happen every game where there's a moment where it's just like, okay, that's it, they took over. What do they do well? What kind of, how does that morph into that huge game changer?
You know, I think it's just Baylor has this Baylor team has another gear. And, you know, not that they're not pushing, not that they're not playing hard, not that they're not playing well, but when they need to, they can kick it into another gear. And so far, you know, 17 up and 17 wins for Baylor, that has been enough against every opponent. And there have been some really good opponents so far for the Bears this year. And it's just, and it's not one person, it's not one player you can put your finger on. It's, you know, on one given night, it could be Jared Butler, it could be Macy O'Teague, it'd be Davion Mitchell. You know, it could be Jonathan Chumwa-Chachua, Mark Vidal, any of those guys. Adam Flagler off the bench, you know, in a couple of games, he's been a real key in that second half run. But I think, again, that's a good sign of a really good team. If it's not just a one-man team, if everybody contributes, if you've got a good bench, you know, bench contributions have been big for these guys. But, you know, it's been pretty amazing to watch. Pat Nunley, who you had on a couple of weeks ago, and I just kind of marvel, you know, when we get to a point in the second half where it's tight and all of a sudden, you know, it's a 10-0 run, it's a 12-1 run, a 16-1 run, something like that, and the game is virtually over after that.
And you mentioned 17-0, best start in program history. But this team doesn't seem to focus on that. I mean, they, and maybe that's the maturity and the experience, but they are pretty much, listen, we know what we've got to do, whether it's, you know, just even practices, preparing for games, that the 17-0 just really does seem like it's not a factor to them at all.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, some people out there have even asked me, you know, would it be good for this team to lose a game? You know, would it be too much of a burden to carry, you know, an undefeated record into the postseason? And my answer is, I don't think it's a burden at all because they don't look at it that way. They just look at it, you know, the old cliche, one game at a time, and they want to win the next game, whatever game is in front of them. And, you know, that's not just lip service. That's the way they carry themselves. That's the way they prepare for every game. And it's been really impressive to see, you know, so far through the first 17 games.
And then, John, we'll wrap up with this. How much did having last year get canceled and the rug pulled out? It happened to everybody. But, boy, they were trending well. And all of a sudden it comes to an end. How much of that has carried over into this as kind of finishing the deal?
Yeah, I think there's some of that. But again, it's a new team and a lot of the guys are back. Freddie Gillespie is not back. I think all of us felt the worst for him. Freddie was having a great year last year and was set to, you know, he transferred from a Division III school to Baylor to get to an NCAA tournament. And he was right there, and Baylor would have been probably a number one seed in the NCAA tournament last year. So, you know, we all felt so bad for him and the other seniors who didn't get that year back. But, you know, this year they just want to, it is a new team. And while they feel badly that they didn't have a chance to finish out the year last year like they wanted to, they're just hoping that they can do that this year. You know, play a full season, play at the level they're playing at now, hopefully get to Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament, and then hopefully get into the NCAA tournament, whatever that looks like in March.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully they get a chance to go 18-0 on the 20th, and everybody comes back healthy and safe. So, yeah, John, thanks so much.
Bill, always great to visit with you. I appreciate it. If you need me, I'll be over at Academy stocking shoes over there or something. I need to find some part-time work.
I love that place. I'm telling you, it's like, I don't know. It's
I
like,
do too.
It's like our version of Target for my wife. You know, my wife is Target. It's like, I got Academy. It's like, I'll see you in a few hours. So.
I love it as well.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. Big 12 meets Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. It's time for Making It Look Natural. And this week, we go to women's basketball because of Oklahoma State's Natasha Mack. She was named the Women's National Player of the Week. Mack, a 6'4 senior from Lufkin, Texas, was the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year last season. Helped the Cowgirls extend their win streak to 5 games and reach 10 conference wins for the first time in 3 seasons. 2 more double-doubles this past week. She now has 13 on the season. She had 19 points and 19 rebounds with 4 blocks and 4 steals in a win over Kansas, and followed that up with 26 points and 18 rebounds along with 5 blocks and 5 assists against Oklahoma to win the Big 12 Weekly Award. Making it look natural, Natasha Mack.
Keys, 3-pointer, no. Short, rebound, Tolley. Tolley gets it to Mack.
Why not? Max shot. Put back is good. And she's fouled. Stead goes right side now to Asbury. She'll dribble drive. Throws it over the top. In the air. Natasha Mack catches it mid-air and lays it in. Women's version of an alley-oop and a three-point lead for Oklahoma State. Knocked out of there by Natasha Mack. Cowgirls on the run. Lexi Keys passes to Fields. Fields at the rim. Can't get it. Offensive rebound by Mack and the putback. And Oklahoma State on a run. They lead it by 13. 35-22.
Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, thanks to my guest, John Holcomb from the Oklahoma State Radio Network, and John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. I'm Bill Pollack. Be safe. Thanks for listening to Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.